Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. Over the past 2 days, we've explored strategies for optimizing cash flow through reducing expenses and increasing rents without losing tenants. Today, we're examining one of the most important decisions rental property investors face, whether to self-manage your properties or hire professional property management. This decision significantly impacts your cash flow, time commitment, stress level, and overall investment experience. Property management fees for long-term residential properties commonly range from about 8 to 10% of collected rent, although pricing structures, included services, and local markets vary. For many investors, eliminating this expense through self-management can meaningfully improve cash flow. However, self-management requires time, skills, systems, and often local presence. Poor self-management can cost far more than professional management fees through increased vacancy, tenant problems, deferred maintenance, legal issues, and stress. The right choice depends on your available time, skills and experience, number of properties, property locations, investment goals, and personal preferences. Understanding the true costs and benefits of each approach, what's required for successful self-management, how to evaluate property management companies, and how to protect cash flow regardless of which approach you choose is essential for making informed decisions. Today, I'm going to explain the true cost of property management fees and their impact on cash flow, the hidden costs of self-management that many investors overlook, what's required for successful DIY property management, when self-management makes sense and when it doesn't, how to evaluate and select property management companies, strategies for reducing management costs while maintaining quality, hybrid approaches that balance cost and convenience, technology and systems that make self-management more efficient, and how to protect cash flow regardless of your management approach. By the end of this episode, you'll have a comprehensive framework for making property management decisions that align with your goals and circumstances. Let's start with the true cost of property management fees and their impact on cash flow. Property management fees for long-term residential properties commonly range from about 8 to 10% of collected rent, although pricing structures, included services, and local markets vary. Some property managers charge flat fees rather than percentages, particularly for single-family properties. Additional fees may include leasing fees for new tenant placement. Many companies charge a leasing or tenant placement fee, often ranging from about 50% to 100% of 1 month's rent, although fee structures vary. Some property management companies charge maintenance coordination fees or contractor markups, while others pass contractor invoices through without additional charges. Other fees for specific services may also apply. Let's look at the cash flow impact with an example. Consider a single-family property generating $2,000 per month in rent. At 10% management, the annual fee is $2,400. At 8% management, the annual fee is $1,920. The difference between 10% and 8% management is $480 per year. For a portfolio of 5 properties at $2,000 per month each, $10,000 monthly gross rent, 10% management costs $12,000 per year, while 8% costs $9,600 per year. Self-management eliminates these fees entirely, potentially saving $12,000 per year on this 5-property portfolio. However, this calculation only considers the direct cost of management fees. It doesn't account for the value of your time, the opportunity cost of self-management, the risk of costly mistakes, or the potential for reduced income through longer vacancy or tenant problems. The true cost comparison must include all factors, not just the management fee. Now let's talk about the hidden costs of self-management that many investors overlook. Many investors focus on the savings from eliminating management fees without fully considering the costs of self-management. Hidden cost 1, your time. Self-management requires significant time for tenant screening and lease signing, rent collection and accounting, responding to maintenance requests, coordinating repairs with contractors, handling tenant issues and communication, conducting property inspections, managing lease renewals and turnovers, marketing vacant properties, and administrative tasks. The time required varies based on property count, tenant quality, property condition, and your systems and efficiency. Many investors underestimate the time commitment, particularly for tenant turnover and problem situations. Your time has value. Even if you're not billing yourself, time spent on property management is time not spent on other activities, including your primary career, acquiring additional properties, spending time with family, or other pursuits. Calculate the value of your time realistically when comparing self-management to professional management. Hidden cost 2, opportunity cost. Time spent managing properties is time not spent on higher value activities. For many investors, time spent finding and acquiring new properties generates higher returns than time spent managing existing properties. If self-management prevents you from scaling your portfolio or pursuing other opportunities, the opportunity cost may exceed the management fee savings. Hidden cost 3, mistakes and learning curve. New self-managers often make costly mistakes, including poor tenant screening, leading to problem tenants. Inadequate lease agreements, creating legal vulnerabilities. Improper handling of security deposits. Violations of fair housing laws. Failure to comply with landlord-tenant regulations. Poor maintenance decisions and inefficient processes. These mistakes can cost thousands of dollars and create significant stress. Professional property managers have experience and systems to avoid many common mistakes. Hidden cost 4, stress and quality of life. Self-management can be stressful, particularly when dealing with difficult tenants, emergency repairs, or legal issues. Late-night maintenance calls, tenant conflicts, and constant availability requirements impact quality of life. For some investors, the stress of self-management outweighs the financial savings. Hidden cost 5, suboptimal outcomes. Inexperienced self-managers may achieve worse outcomes than professional managers, including longer vacancy periods due to poor marketing, lower rent collection rates, higher turnover due to poor tenant relations, deferred maintenance due to lack of systems, and lower quality tenant selection. These outcomes can reduce income and increase expenses, potentially costing more than management fees. Hidden cost 6, legal liability and risk. Property management involves legal compliance, including fair housing laws, landlord-tenant regulations, eviction procedures, security deposit handling, and lease requirements. Mistakes can result in legal liability, fines, and costly litigation. Professional property managers typically have better knowledge of legal requirements, and many professional property management companies carry errors and omissions insurance, although coverage varies by company. Hidden cost 7, difficulty scaling. As portfolios grow, successful self-management generally requires increasingly sophisticated systems, processes, and time commitments. Managing a small portfolio may be manageable, but managing larger portfolios requires sophisticated systems and significant time. Difficulty scaling through self-management can limit portfolio growth. These hidden costs don't mean self-management is always more expensive than professional management, but they must be considered in the decision. Now let's talk about what's required for successful DIY property management. Successful self-management requires more than just willingness to save money. It requires specific skills, systems, and circumstances. Requirement 1, available time. Self-management requires consistent time availability for routine tasks and flexibility for urgent issues. If you work a demanding full-time job with limited flexibility, self-management may be challenging. If you have flexible schedule or work for yourself, Self-management may be more feasible. Requirement 2. Local presence or reliable support. Self-management is much easier when you're local to your properties. Local presence allows you to show properties, conduct inspections, meet contractors, and handle issues personally. If your properties are out of area, self-management requires reliable local support such as contractors, handymen, or family members who can handle issues. Long-distance self-management is possible, but significantly more challenging. Requirement 3. Knowledge and skills. Successful self-management requires knowledge of landlord-tenant law in your jurisdiction, fair housing regulations, lease agreements and legal documents, tenant screening best practices, maintenance and repair basics, accounting and financial management, and marketing and advertising. You don't need to be an expert in all areas, but you need sufficient knowledge to make good decisions and know when to seek professional help. Requirement 4. Systems and processes. Successful self-managers have systems for tenant screening and application processing, lease signing and move-in procedures, rent collection and accounting, maintenance request handling, vendor and contractor management, property inspections, lease renewal and turnover procedures, and document management. Without systems, self-management becomes chaotic and inefficient. Requirement 5. Reliable contractor network. Self-managers need relationships with reliable contractors for plumbing, electrical, HVAC, handyman services, appliance repair, landscaping, and cleaning. Building this network takes time, but is essential for efficient maintenance management. Requirement 6. Technology and tools. Modern property management software makes self-management much more efficient. Tools for online rent collection, maintenance request tracking, lease management, tenant communication, and financial reporting reduce administrative burden significantly. Requirement 7. Emotional detachment and professionalism. Successful self-managers maintain professional boundaries with tenants. Becoming too friendly or emotionally involved can make it difficult to enforce lease terms, raise rents, or handle conflicts. Treating property management as a business rather than personal relationships is important. Requirement 8. Problem-solving ability. Property management involves constant problem-solving, from maintenance issues to tenant conflicts to unexpected situations. Successful self-managers are resourceful and able to handle problems calmly and effectively. Requirement 9. Willingness to learn continuously. Laws change, best practices evolve, and each situation teaches lessons. Successful self-managers commit to continuous learning through reading, networking with other landlords, and staying current on regulations. If you have these requirements or are willing to develop them, self-management may be viable. If several requirements are missing, professional management may be the better choice. Now let's talk about when self-management makes sense and when it doesn't. Self-management often makes sense in these situations. Situation 1. Small local portfolio. Many investors find managing a small local portfolio practical. The time commitment is reasonable, and local presence makes management much easier. Situation 2. You have available time and flexibility. If you have flexible schedule, work for yourself, or have time available, self-management is more feasible. Situation 3. You enjoy property management. Some investors genuinely enjoy tenant interactions, property maintenance, and the hands-on aspects of real estate. If you enjoy the work, self-management can be rewarding beyond just the cost savings. Situation 4. You're building skills and experience. New investors often benefit from self-managing their first few properties to learn the business. This experience is valuable even if you eventually transition to professional management. Situation 5. Properties are high quality with good tenants. Well-maintained properties with quality tenants require less management time. If your properties and tenants are low maintenance, self-management is easier. Situation 6. You have strong systems and support. If you've developed efficient systems and have reliable contractor support, self-management becomes much more manageable. Situation 7. Management fees significantly impact returns. For lower-priced properties where management fees represent a large percentage of cash flow, self-management may be necessary for acceptable returns. Professional management may be especially beneficial in these situations. Situation 1. Larger or growing portfolios. As portfolios grow, many investors eventually find professional management or additional staffing beneficial. Professional management allows scaling without proportional time increases. Situation 2, out-of-area properties. Properties located far from where you live are very difficult to self-manage effectively. Professional management is often necessary for out-of-area investments. Situation 3, limited time or demanding career. If you work a demanding full-time job with limited flexibility, self-management may create excessive stress and poor outcomes. Professional management allows you to invest in real estate without the time commitment of self-management. Situation 4, you don't enjoy property management. If you find property management stressful or unpleasant, professional management may be worth the cost for quality of life. Situation 5, complex properties or tenant situations. Properties with multiple units, complex systems, or challenging tenant situations require more sophisticated management. Professional managers have experience handling complex situations. Situation 6, you lack local contractor relationships. Without reliable contractors, maintenance management becomes very difficult. Professional property managers have established contractor networks. Situation 7, you're focused on acquisition and growth. If your time is better spent finding and acquiring properties, professional management frees you to focus on growth. Situation 8, legal compliance concerns. If you're not confident in your knowledge of landlord-tenant law and fair housing regulations, professional management reduces legal risk. The right choice depends on your specific circumstances, goals, and preferences. Now let's talk about how to evaluate and select property management companies. If you decide to use professional management, selecting the right company is critical. Evaluation factor 1, experience and track record. How long has the company been in business? How many properties do they manage? What types of properties do they specialize in? Request references from current clients and contact them to ask about their experience. Evaluation factor 2, services included. What services are included in the management fee? Typical services include tenant screening and placement, rent collection, maintenance coordination, financial reporting, lease enforcement, and inspections. Clarify what's included and what costs extra. Evaluation factor 3, fee structure. What is the management fee percentage or flat fee? What are leasing fees for new tenant placement? How are maintenance costs handled? Are there coordination fees or markups, or are contractor invoices passed through? What other fees might apply? Compare total costs, not just management percentages. Evaluation factor 4, tenant screening process. How do they screen tenants? What criteria do they use? What is their tenant quality and retention rate? Good tenant screening is one of the most important services property managers provide. Evaluation factor 5, maintenance and vendor management. How do they handle maintenance requests? Do they have reliable contractor relationships? What is their response time for maintenance issues? How do they handle emergency repairs? Evaluation factor 6, communication and reporting. How do they communicate with owners? What financial reports do they provide and how frequently? Do they use property management software with owner portals? How accessible are they when you have questions? Evaluation factor 7, local market knowledge. Do they have strong knowledge of your local rental market? Can they provide accurate rent recommendations? Do they understand local regulations and requirements? Evaluation factor 8, technology and systems. What property management software do they use? Do they offer online rent payment for tenants? Do they provide owner portals for accessing information? Modern technology improves efficiency and transparency. Evaluation factor 9, legal compliance and insurance. Are they knowledgeable about landlord-tenant law and fair housing regulations? Many professional property management companies carry errors and omissions insurance, although coverage varies by company. How do they handle legal issues and evictions? Evaluation factor 10, company stability and reputation. Review online feedback, request references from current clients, and evaluate the company's overall reputation. Ask about staff turnover. High turnover can disrupt management quality. Ensure the company is financially stable and well-established. Interview multiple property management companies before making a decision. Ask detailed questions and trust your instincts about professionalism and competence. The cheapest option is not always the best value. Focus on quality and fit for your needs. Now let's talk about strategies for reducing management costs while maintaining quality. Whether you self-manage or use professional management, strategies exist to reduce costs while maintaining quality. Strategy 1, negotiate management fees for multiple properties. Property managers often offer reduced fees for managing multiple properties. If you have or plan to acquire multiple properties, negotiate volume discounts. Even a 1 to 2% reduction can generate meaningful savings across a portfolio. Strategy 2. Negotiate leasing fees. Leasing fees for new tenant placement are often negotiable. If you have low turnover or multiple properties, you may be able to negotiate lower leasing fees. Strategy 3. Handle some tasks yourself. Some property managers allow hybrid arrangements where you handle certain tasks while they handle others. For example, you might handle showings and lease signing while they handle day-to-day management. Or you might handle minor maintenance coordination while they handle tenant screening and rent collection. Hybrid arrangements can reduce costs while maintaining professional support for complex tasks. Strategy 4. Improve tenant retention to reduce turnover costs. Leasing fees for new tenant placement are often one of the largest management-related costs. Improving tenant retention through good property maintenance, responsive service, and reasonable rent increases reduces turnover and associated costs. Strategy 5. Maintain properties well to reduce maintenance costs. Well-maintained properties require less reactive maintenance and emergency repairs. Preventive maintenance reduces overall costs whether you self-manage or use professional management. Strategy 6. Use technology to improve efficiency. Property management software reduces administrative time and improves efficiency for both self-managers and professional managers. Online rent collection, automated reminders, and digital communication reduce time and costs. Strategy 7. Build reliable contractor relationships. Whether you self-manage or use professional management, reliable contractors who provide fair pricing reduce maintenance costs. If you use professional management, ask about their contractor relationships and pricing. Strategy 8. Review management performance regularly. If you use professional management, review their performance regularly. Are they maintaining high occupancy? Are they collecting rent effectively? Are maintenance costs reasonable? Are they communicating well? If performance is poor, address issues or consider changing management companies. Strategy 9. Consider self-managing newer, easier properties. Some investors self-manage newer properties with fewer maintenance issues while using professional management for older or more complex properties. This balances cost savings with professional support where it's most needed. Strategy 10. Transition gradually. Some investors start with professional management to learn the business, then transition to self-management as they gain experience and confidence. This approach provides professional support during the learning phase while building towards self-management. Now let's talk about hybrid approaches that balance cost and convenience. Hybrid approaches combine elements of self-management and professional management. Hybrid approach 1. Self-manage locally, hire professionally for out of area. Many investors self-manage properties in their local area while using professional management for out of area properties. This maximizes savings where self-management is feasible while using professional support where it's necessary. Hybrid approach 2. Handle tenant placement yourself, hire for ongoing management. Some investors handle marketing, showings, and tenant screening themselves, then hand off to a property manager for ongoing management. This reduces leasing fees while maintaining professional support for day-to-day operations. Hybrid approach 3. Self-manage with professional support for specific tasks. Some investors self-manage most tasks, but hire professionals for specific needs, such as evictions, legal issues, or major maintenance projects. This provides professional expertise when needed, while maintaining control and reducing costs. Hybrid approach 4. Use property management software with virtual assistant support. Some investors use property management software for systems and processes, while hiring virtual assistants for specific tasks like tenant communication or maintenance coordination. This can be more cost-effective than full property management while providing support. Hybrid approach 5. Co-manage with property manager. Some property managers allow co-management arrangements where you remain involved in decisions while they handle execution. This provides professional support while maintaining control and potentially reducing fees. Hybrid approaches can provide flexibility and cost savings while maintaining support where you need it most. Now let's talk about technology and systems that make self-management more efficient. Modern technology has made self-management much more feasible and efficient than in the past. Technology 1. Property management software. Comprehensive property management platforms like Buildium, AppFolio, TenantCloud, RentTech Direct, and Apartments.com Rental Manager provide integrated solutions for rent collection, maintenance tracking, lease management, tenant communication, financial reporting, and document storage. These platforms significantly reduce administrative time and improve organization. Many offer owner and tenant portals for easy access to information. Technology 2, online rent collection. Many landlords use ACH payment systems built into property management software, which often provide better automation and documentation. Services like Zelle, Venmo, and PayPal are also options, though they may not provide the same level of business record keeping. Credit card processing is another option, though it typically involves processing fees. Online payment improves collection rates, reduces processing time, and provides automatic documentation. Many tenants prefer the convenience of online payment. Technology 3, tenant screening services. Services like TransUnion Smart Move, Rent Prep, My Rental, and tenant screening through property management platforms provide comprehensive tenant screening, including credit reports, criminal background checks, eviction history, and income verification. These services make professional quality screening accessible to self-managers. Technology 4, maintenance request systems. Property management software typically includes maintenance request tracking, but standalone tools like Latchel or Properly also exist. These systems allow tenants to submit requests online, track status, and communicate with landlords and contractors. Technology 5, smart home technology. Smart locks, thermostats, water leak detectors, and security cameras can reduce management burden and costs. Any smart home technology should comply with applicable privacy laws and avoid monitoring tenants inside the home. Smart locks eliminate key management and allow remote access for contractors. Leak detectors prevent expensive water damage. Smart thermostats reduce utility costs if you pay utilities. Technology 6, digital lease signing. Services like DocuSign, HelloSign, and Adobe Sign allow electronic lease signing. This eliminates the need for in-person meetings and provides secure document storage. Technology 7, accounting and financial software. QuickBooks, Stessa, and other accounting platforms designed for real estate investors simplify financial tracking and tax preparation. Proper accounting is essential for both self-managers and professional management oversight. Technology 8, communication tools. Email, text messaging, and communication features in property management software improve tenant communication efficiency. Automated reminders for rent due dates, lease renewals, and inspections reduce administrative time. Technology 9, marketing and listing tools. Zillow, Apartments.com, Facebook Marketplace, and Craigslist make property marketing accessible to self-managers. Professional photos taken with smartphones and listing templates improve marketing effectiveness. Technology 10, virtual showing tools. Video tours, 3D virtual tours using Matterport or similar services, and video conferencing for remote showings expand your reach and reduce time spent on showings. Investing in appropriate technology can make self-management significantly more efficient and reduce the time commitment. Now let's talk about how to protect cash flow regardless of your management approach. Whether you self-manage or use professional management, certain principles protect cash flow. Principle 1, screen tenants thoroughly. Quality tenant selection is the foundation of profitable property management. Poor tenant screening leads to late payments, property damage, evictions, and turnover, all of which are expensive. Whether you screen tenants yourself or rely on a property manager, ensure screening is thorough and consistent. Principle 2, maintain properties proactively. Deferred maintenance leads to larger problems, emergency repairs, and tenant dissatisfaction. Proactive maintenance reduces long-term costs and protects cash flow. This applies whether you self-manage or use professional management. Principle 3, respond to maintenance requests promptly. Quick response to maintenance issues prevents small problems from becoming large ones and improves tenant satisfaction and retention. Tenant retention reduces turnover costs and protects cash flow. Principle 4, keep detailed financial records. Accurate financial tracking allows you to monitor cash flow, identify problems, and make informed decisions. Use property management software or accounting systems to track income and expenses by property. Principle 5, build and maintain cash reserves. Adequate reserves protect cash flow when unexpected expenses arise. Reserves prevent the need for emergency financing or deferred maintenance. Many investors target reserves of roughly 3 to 6 months of operating expenses and debt service, although reserve needs vary based on property age, leverage, and risk tolerance. Principle 6. Monitor performance regularly. Whether you self-manage or use professional management, monitor key metrics including occupancy rates, rent collection rates, maintenance costs, turnover frequency, and overall cash flow. Regular monitoring allows you to identify and address problems quickly. Principle 7. Maintain appropriate insurance. Adequate property insurance and liability coverage protect against catastrophic losses. If you use professional management, ask about their insurance coverage. Consider umbrella liability policies for additional protection. Principle 8. Stay compliant with laws and regulations. Violations of landlord-tenant law, fair housing regulations, or local ordinances can result in fines, legal costs, and liability. Stay informed about legal requirements and ensure compliance. Principle 9. Optimize rent to market levels. Keeping rent at market levels maximizes income while maintaining competitiveness. Regular market research ensures your rents are appropriate. Principle 10. Focus on tenant retention. Turnover is one of the largest costs in rental property management. Focusing on tenant retention through good property maintenance, responsive service, and fair treatment protects cash flow. These principles apply regardless of whether you self-manage or use professional management. Now let's talk about common mistakes with property management decisions. Mistake 1. Choosing based solely on cost. Selecting the cheapest property manager or self-managing purely to save money without considering quality and outcomes can be costly. Poor management costs more than good management fees through increased vacancy, tenant problems, and deferred maintenance. Focus on value and outcomes, not just cost. Mistake 2. Not calculating the true cost of self-management. Many investors focus on management fee savings without considering the value of their time, opportunity costs, and risk of mistakes. Calculate the true cost of self-management, including all factors. Mistake 3. Self-managing without adequate systems. Attempting self-management without proper systems, knowledge, and support leads to chaos and poor outcomes. If you self-manage, invest in systems and education. Mistake 4. Not monitoring professional management performance. Some investors hire property managers and never review their performance. Poor management can continue for years, costing thousands in lost income and increased expenses. Monitor management performance regularly. Mistake 5. Trying to self-manage beyond your capacity. As portfolios grow, successful self-management generally requires increasingly sophisticated systems, processes, and time commitments. Attempting to self-manage more properties than you can handle effectively results in poor outcomes. Recognize when professional management becomes necessary for scaling. Mistake 6. Not interviewing multiple property managers. Hiring the first property manager you find without comparing options may result in poor fit or higher costs. Interview multiple companies and compare services, fees, and fit. Mistake 7. Mixing personal and business relationships. Becoming too friendly with tenants or property managers can make it difficult to maintain professional boundaries and enforce terms. Maintain professional relationships. Mistake 8. Not having written agreements. Whether you self-manage or use professional management, all agreements should be in writing. Written property management agreements, leases, and vendor contracts protect all parties. Mistake 9. Ignoring red flags. If a property manager is unresponsive, provides poor financial reporting, or shows other warning signs, address issues promptly or change managers. Ignoring problems allows them to worsen. Mistake 10. Not adapting as circumstances change. The right management approach may change as your portfolio grows, your life circumstances change, or your goals evolve. Be willing to adapt your approach when circumstances change. Let me close with this. The decision between self-management and professional management significantly impacts your cash flow, time commitment, and investment experience. Property management fees for long-term residential properties commonly range from about 8 to 10% of collected rent, although pricing structures, included services, and local markets vary. Self-management eliminates these fees but requires time, skills, systems, and often local presence. The hidden costs of self-management include the value of your time, opportunity costs, learning curve mistakes, stress, potential for suboptimal outcomes, and legal risks. Successful self-management requires available time, local presence or support, knowledge and skills, systems and processes, reliable contractors, appropriate technology, and emotional detachment. Many investors find managing a small local portfolio practical, especially when they have available time and flexibility, are building skills and experience, or when management fees significantly impact returns. Professional management may be especially beneficial for larger portfolios, out-of-area properties, investors with limited time, complex properties, and those focused on acquisition and growth. When selecting professional management, evaluate experience, services included, fee structure, tenant screening process, maintenance capabilities, communication, local market knowledge, technology, and reputation. Strategies for reducing management costs while maintaining quality include negotiating fees for multiple properties, improving tenant retention, maintaining properties well, using technology, and considering hybrid approaches. Modern technology, including property management software, online rent collection, tenant screening services, and smart home devices, make self-management more efficient than ever. Regardless of your management approach, protect cash flow through thorough tenant screening, proactive maintenance, prompt response to issues, detailed financial records, adequate reserves, regular performance monitoring, appropriate insurance, legal compliance, market rate rents, and focus on tenant retention. The right management approach depends on your specific circumstances, goals, and preferences. Be honest about your available time, skills, and preferences when making this decision. The goal is maximizing long-term returns and quality of life, not simply minimizing costs in isolation. Tomorrow, we're exploring refinancing strategies to improve cash flow. When refinancing makes sense, how to evaluate opportunities, and how to use refinancing strategically to enhance returns. Thanks for listening. I'm CREI Colin. Let's keep building passive income together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free Passive Investor Coaching program at passiveinvestorcoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.